Bayou City's newest chamber music group makes its debut with a recital tomorrow evening at Dowling Music. The ensemble's program, Lost Voices, Passion and Perseverance, is made up of pieces created by Russian composers who labored under the political, social, and artistic repressions imposed by the various communist regimes that held power in the Kremlin throughout most of the 20th century. A number of the works to be presented on the recital were lost for some years, but have since been recovered. Pianist-composer Adam Vincent Clay is the founder of the Houston New Arts Movement. He and cellist Dan Tobin joined our technical director, Chris Johnson, in KUHF's Geary Performance Studio.
Adam Vincent Clay, Dan Tobin, thanks for being here. Welcome to the program. Welcome to the Geary Performance Studio.
Well, glad to be here.
Yeah. Glad to be here.
The Houston New Arts Movement. Tell me about it. This is what? It's a collaborative effort.
It is a collaborative effort, definitely that. The way it's set up is that we do themed concerts with artwork on display from artist members, and then we perform a themed concert kind of based on an idea. Specifically, for example, the one coming up is based on Russian composers around the turn of the century whose music was lost when Stalin was in power during the turn of the century Russia.
What led you to this particular group of composers?
Well, mostly the music, actually. I found the music itself really fascinating, and I always kind of had a way with playing the Russians, like, throughout my college career, you know. It's just because I guess they always came easily to me, and not easily, knowing Russian music, but came naturally for me as far as interpretation goes. And just always found the music.
You didn't just drink a bottle of vodka one night and say, I'm going to do Russian music.
Yeah, that's how it went pretty much, actually.
Nothing like a little inspiration.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, get a cultural experience, you know, so to speak.
Indeed. And will this concert also have, you know, visual art involved with it as well?
Definitely, yeah. There's two artists who have done artwork. You know, one's a visual artist who did something with drawing and kind of multimedia. He used a little bit of kind of like puncturing the paper and doing some interesting things with his artwork. In addition to a photographer who did a photography art that's going to be framed and on display at the concert too. That's part of the idea of the Houston New Arts Movement too, is to incorporate artists just as much as musicians in the performances.
Why do that?
Because I feel like it creates more of a collaborative effort that people can relate to in a variety of ways.
It's more accessible.
And definitely more accessible to a lot of people. Because, I mean, to a bigger variety of audiences than maybe classical music might traditionally reach. Mm-hmm. A lot of my ideas, actually, too, are based on a book by Lawrence Levine called Highbrow, Lowbrow, mm-hmm. That talks about basically classical music and theater in America and the kind of division of culture that it caused.
Yeah.
And so part of it is, you know, bridging a little bit of that gap by involving people in a variety of ways. Because, you know, it's like some person might be into art and some person might be into music, but coming to an event like this, you end up getting both. Also poetry.
Yeah. Poetry, really?
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be a poetry reading of a Russian poet who lived during the time period to kind of set the mood.
So you're going to start off with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's going to be a poetry reading, well, an introduction, a poetry reading, and then the performance.
And will you also have discussion afterwards, kind of a salon style, or are you going
to
do that?
Well, I'd like to, actually, and that's one of the things I plan on incorporating in future concerts. But the way this one's set up, because of time constraints, what we're going to do is just allow people to visit afterwards and talk with the artists.
Gotcha.
And, you know, sort of informally have a discussion afterwards.
Hmm. And there is this movement, I mean, nationwide, really. To a more lowbrow approach to classical music, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, that's interesting you mentioned that, yeah. And, you know, maybe I'm picking up on some of those vibes.
Yeah.
But it's definitely kind of an attempt to make it more accessible.
Yeah.
At the same time, you know, maybe one of my loftier goals is to make even some of the higher arts and innovations of the 20th century that have happened in music more accessible to an everyday audience as well. Some of the things that are stereotypically considered highbrow that when examined, like, you know, if you look at the 20th century and the two world wars that happened in this century and then you listen to the music, it all makes sense, I think.
Sure.
So it's kind of attempt to just get people involved in a variety of ways.
Well, the first piece we're going to hear this afternoon is by a composer who I'm not familiar with. His name is Arthur Luray.
He was actually French and Russian, living in Russia during this time period when Stalin was in power. He took a lot of the hard hits when Zhdanov came in to be Stalin's right-hand man, and they continually, were banning his works and things like that, just like Shostakovich eventually went through. Mm-hmm. But with Luray, the interesting thing about a lot of his music is some of it's very traditionally tonal and beautiful, and at the same time, he wrote very avant-garde works as well. So he was an interesting personality. He was known pretty well during his time, but so much of his work has been kind of swept under the rug just because of the political circumstances in the country. There's so much music actually from Russia during that time period that was sort of lost, and I kind of had to make specific selections for this concert based on
what's available.
Yeah.
It's only been recently that we've been really able to access any music from Russia.
Yeah, yeah. And one of the, I haven't found much literature on, for example, Arthur Luray. There's a few articles I've read. But basically, one of the big inspirations for this concert was a book I found by Larry Stitsky called Music of the Repressed Russian Avant-Garde. And there's just, all these composers, and it goes in and, kind of talks about each one's. I think they describe Luray as the decadent out of place. kind of because of the way he wrote was very, romantic and almost more traditionally romantic sounding. But, I mean, as you hear in the piece, actually, there's elements of Baroque sounds as well as Russian, definitely Russian bassy kind of sounds, and also Impressionism. I mean, so it's like this mix of all sorts of things. And each one of the composers, in the concert that we're going to be performing are very unique like that. They're very... kind of fascinating composers who might have affected music history had they been discovered when they weren't.
Right. Well, let's hear this piece by Arthur Luray. It's called A Phoenix Park Nocturne. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And with us in the Geary Performance Studio is pianist and founder of the Houston New Arts Movement, Adam Vincent Clay. pianist Adam Vincent Clay, playing music by French and Russian composer Arthur Luray, A Phoenix Park Nocturne, and it's everything that you described and not at all what I would have expected. You know, as far as the way it sounds, the tonality of it, the harmonic vocabulary he uses, it's nothing like the Shostakovich that we're going to hear in just a moment.
Not at all. Not at all. It's surprising. It's surprising how he puts together some of the elements. Those elements that I mentioned, Baroque, kind of Russian and French impressionism sounds, in a way that's almost so so organic.
Yeah.
Like it's all connected in a very traditional manner. It's like a polystylism, but tightly knit.
Right. And also today we'll hear music by Shostakovich. Tell me some of the other composers before we hear this.
Other composers on the recital.
Yeah.
There's going to be Arthur Luray. Then there's going to be Nikolai Obukhov, who is a mystic, Russian mystic, kind of followed a lot of the steps of Scriabin.
Sure.
You know, that Stitsky book described him as mystic beyond Scriabin. So he takes it a step further, so to speak, evidently. And then
that would be difficult.
Yeah, but it's possible. I promise you. I promise you guys.
Okay.
Trust me. So there's Nikolai Obukhov, then there's Alexei Stanchinsky, who is the diatonic Webern, and then there's Rachmaninoff, who is in America, but definitely felt a lot of the effects of that time period. And then Alexander Mosolov.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Shostakovich.
Right. And obviously Rachmaninoff and Shostakovich are probably the most familiar to...
Definitely most well-known. Prokofiev, too, I mean...
Prokofiev, of course. So. And you brought a movement, or at least a condensed version of the first movement of the cello sonata by Shostakovich. And he really loved writing for cello, didn't he, Dan?
He did. And in fact, I sent a text message to my previous cello teacher the other day, and he was like, "Just don't say that he wrote it for Rostropovich," because apparently he didn't. So
this would be the only one for cello that he did.
One of the few.
Right?
That he didn't.
But the Shostakovich is it's a great piece, you know. Like Adam was saying, you know, encapsulates kind of the time period and the oppression, you know, and things are trying to break free throughout the music, and there's a lot of, you know, hammering and a lot of... very percussive sounds that you make with the instrument, and so it's really quite fun to play, because I was telling Adam the other day that it's more akin to like rock and roll, you know.
Classical
rock and roll, you know, if you could call it that.
That's funny. For some reason, I always think of the one cello concerto with strings and horn whenever I think of Shostakovich. That's always in the background. I don't know why that, and maybe it was the first Shostakovich piece that I ever.
You should get the cello concerto stuck in your head.
What's that?
You should get the cello concerto stuck in your head.
That's the one. That's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You said horn and string.
Sorry. Well, with the strings horn. Right, the notorious, infamous horn solo. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. So we're going to hear the first movement, I guess, of the cello sonata in D minor by Dmitri Shostakovich. And with us, our cellist Dan Tobin and Adam Vincent Clay once again at the KUHF Steinway. And you're listening to The Front Row here on Houston Public Radio. Thank you. From the first movement of the cello sonata by Dmitri Shostakovich, you heard cellist Dan Tobin and pianist Adam Vincent Clay from the Houston New Arts Movement Ensemble. And, you know, I was thinking while you were playing this, you know, about 10 years before I ever really heard people talking about, you know, this demystification or this lowbrow approach to classical approach. Music. And, of course, people have been talking about this for years and years and years, really, but it really has grown to sort of a critical mass in the last, I don't know, 5-6 years or so. But I found myself in an orchestra in a plastics factory in the north of France. Mm-hmm. And we were playing the Shostakovich Cello Concerto, and I thought, what an odd place for a concert. But they did this huge citywide festival in the city where we were, and in France. And one concert was a circus, and one concert was at an outdoor venue, and the other concert, one of the many concerts we played there, was in this plastics factory. And so I'm thinking, what an odd place to play a concert, when I look up on the wall and there's a depiction of Rostropovich from a couple of summers before in the same plastics factory.
He's got some fans.
It wasn't graffitied up or anything.
No. It was great. It was great. But, you know, it makes me think of, this approach. You know, and it brings up many kind of questions about music, about aesthetics, about concert presentation, about marketing.
Definitely.
Who is it that you are hoping to attract to your performance?
Well, everyone, really, in a lot of ways. I mean, I hope to attract an audience I haven't seen yet. In a lot of ways, like an audience that kind of engages with the music in these variety of ways that we're allowing them to, and also, I mean, definitely traditional concert goers to hopefully grow to interact with music in new ways, and also those who may have had certain stereotypes about classical music in the past and never decided to approach it. I think, for example, this Russian concert we're playing is very much akin to heavy metal at times, and I mean, just a variety of so many sounds kind of within it, and then so many. I guess it's also an idea of making all the innovations accessible to everyone. You know,
one of the things that actually attracted me to playing, because I'm actually petroleum engineer.
Okay.
And so, I mean, I work for ConocoPhillips, but...
I was going to ask you, what got you to Houston?
Well, I've played cello for the past 13 years or so, and I played in college. Yeah. And so I played in New Century ensembles and 20th, you know, that played 20th and 21st century music.
Sure.
And so one of the things that Adam, you know, he could play the piano, and there's stuff that I want to play and, like, stuff that he wants to perform, and there's a lot of collaboration that can happen. Yeah. And so, you know, that was something different than just playing with an orchestra or just playing in a quartet. So that attracted me.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, like Dan and I just kind of get together very laid back and said, do you want to do a Russian concert? And I was like, he was like, sure. And so that's how we decided to pull this thing together, you know.
Well, thank you for sharing it with us. And thanks for the music.
Welcome.
And thanks for being with us here on the Front Row today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pianist-composer Adam Vincent Clay is the founder of the city's newest chamber music organization, the Houston New Arts Movement. He and cellist Dan Tobin present the group's inaugural recital, Lost Voices, Passion and Perseverance, a program of recovered music by repressed Russian composers of the 20th century. And the performance time is 6:30 tomorrow evening in the concert hall at the Dowling Music Store on the Southwest Freeway near Kirby Drive. Tickets will be available at the door, or they can be ordered in advance by calling 713-248-2247. For more information, you can check out the Houston New Arts Movement's website, We've posted a link to it at kuhf.org/thefrontrow.